Valentina gave a cool nod framed in steel.
Where is Yolanda?
She is resting comfortably in one of the upstairs bedchambers.
She is safe?
Safe? Aye, of course. His smoky gaze surveyed her. And I believe you're the fortune teller from the fair in Ipswich some years back.
How would you remember me?
I remember your eyes. They glow like polished emeralds.
I don't remember you.
She surveyed his wealth of black hair, his self-commanding presence.
All Englishmen look alike.
Moonlight winked through the panes of the leaded windows, giving an eerie golden glow to the room.
I want to see my sister.
Let her rest.
Would he hurt Yolanda?
Nay, his eyes were warm, his manner gentle. Still, she didn't know anything about him, except that he was an Englishman and a Gaji. Her gaze darted to the doorway. Perhaps she should find Yolanda and leave. As soon as the thought formed, she headed for the door. James caught her from behind, one arm wrapping around her waist. The warm fabric of his muslin shirt slid against her bare arms.
Please, you have nothing to fear.
You certainly are right.
Shrugging off his hold, she swiveled to face him.
Because we've committed no crime.
His lips twitched. So subtle she might have imagined it. She went on.
"'Tis necessary that Yolanda and I finish the burial rituals for our mother."
A tear slipped down her cheek, and she attempted to discreetly wipe it away.
"'I must be assured we leave at first light."
"'I'm unaware of your gypsy ways, and I'm sorry about your mother's death. 'Tis up to the physician, not me."
James hesitated, then added,
"'Besides speaking to you, there was another reason I wanted to see you tonight before you were shown to your own bedchamber."
Because your needs are more important than ours?
He frowned.
Of course not.
Men like him were only interested in themselves. Perhaps he had no intention of calling a physician. Perhaps. The word bedchamber rang in her ears, and panicking, she ripped her mother's double-edged dagger from its sheath and raised the weapon. With the swiftness of a trained soldier, he grabbed her wrist.
Give the dagger to me, Valentina.